In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How much comfort it must have been given to the Romans to hear the conclusion of the exhortation from St. Paul to them. First, reminding them of the dignity that they've received by virtue of their baptisms, that they are sons, children of God. But Paul, in his insight and wisdom, goes further to remind them, not only are they sons, they are heirs, joint heirs with Christ to that which Christ has gained for us. That same dignity is given to each of us by virtue of our baptisms. It is sealed in the sacrament of confirmation, nourished each time we receive the Most Holy Eucharist. And yet how easily we squander the dignity bestowed upon us, how easily we exchange it for the things of the world, the comfort of the world, the adulation of the world, instead of holding fast and doing all that we can to make sure that we protect and safeguard the dignity that has been bestowed upon us. As I grow older, it becomes clearer and clearer to me that the reality of our life of faith admits to no compromise. It has never admitted to compromise. That is a true objective statement. But I think at times when we are younger, we feel as if somehow we can play, if you will, in the fields of God without giving ourselves completely to God. The simple fact, the true fact, is either we accept all the things that God tells us about who we are and what is required of us, and then we live our lives accordingly, or we find ourselves caught up in the wickedness and the darkness of the age in which we live. And because of the insidiousness of the evil spirits and the minions of Satan, it oftentimes is a subtleness as to how we are drawn into the evilness and the wickedness of the world. As much as Satan shows his face, and indeed the world in which we find ourselves now, the evil mask has been pulled back to reveal, rather, the nice mask has been pulled back to reveal the true evils that exist in the world, still Satan is wily and clever, oftentimes never approaching us directly, but instead from the side, not coming at us with temptations that are clearly evil, but instead setting before us something that is seemingly good, maybe a lesser evil, or maybe a good in itself, but not a great, if you will, that leads us to deeper relationship with God. And because we are so caught up in the world, or because we become simply lazy and indifferent to the spiritual dignity that has been bestowed upon us, we do find ourselves easily susceptible to the wickedness of the world. Now, it may seem an unfair accusation. After all, you are here, you are striving, you are working to do as best you can, simply because you are here and keeping the commandment to make holy the Sabbath, to bring family, to do all that God requires of you. But it's precisely that type of thinking that makes us even more susceptible. Because we who are aware of the darkness of the age have a responsibility to vigilance not only for ourselves, but for the whole world, for those who do not know, those who have chosen to walk away, those who have given themselves over to temptation. And how do we manifest that we are living rightly in the sight of God? It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, although there's nothing wrong with grand gestures. But it does have to be day in and day out, the practice of explicit charity, especially for our enemies and those who persecute us. Being men and women of prayer, you must pray on a daily basis. You simply cannot reach out to God in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of need, and only then. You must reach out to God each and every day, each and every moment of the day, waking to greet Him, going to bed giving Him thanks, and throughout the day striving to keep in His presence that you might live accordingly. It is in this way that we become the prudent stewards of all the gifts that have been given to us, not only the material possessions bestowed upon us, but this dignity that St. Paul reminds us that we have. We are not mere creatures created by a loving Father. We are sons and daughters in relationship with this loving Father who has revealed Himself completely and totally to us, and in this revelation reminds us of the fullness of who we actually are. The question that always rests before us then is, do I live accordingly? And ultimately, the judgment of that question is between you and God. I might look at your behavior and ask you to think about this or move in this direction or suggest this reality. But we know that there is always more that we can do, giving God the greatest, not just giving God what is left over, giving God something mediocre and indifferent and half-hearted, but always giving God the best. Because in truth, brothers and sisters, the more we give to God, the better able we are to receive from Him. The more we give to God, the more we realize the abundant blessings that God has available to us. Not a quid pro quo, God giving to us only if we give to Him. But because we give to Him, open ourselves up to Him, are pliable in His hands, we become more receptive of the abundant graces that are there before us. And then regardless of the world in which we find ourselves and the difficulties that might assail us at times, we know we are armed with the only strength we need, that is Christ Himself, the truth of Christ, the truth of Holy Mother Church, that gives us the strength day in and day out to live as we know we ought to live. Our gospel concludes by reminding us to be prudent about who we are. In a sense, to apply the same degree of prudence and diligence and energy that the wicked apply to the world in which they live. We who are believers, we who are stewards of the gifts of God, we should be even more diligent than those who are wicked in safeguarding the treasures bestowed upon us. And that greatest of treasures is the very life that you have and the dignity that's been bestowed upon you. So here again, you're not children of the flesh. You're children of the Spirit. You're not mere creatures in the hands of an angry God, but sons and daughters in relationship to a loving Father. And by virtue of that relationship, you are heirs to the kingdom that He establishes, and you share that kingship, you share that kingdom, with our Lord and Savior Himself. Rejoice in what it is that you have been given. And by the graces of this very sacrifice, pledge to hold fast to the true understanding of who you are and whose you are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.